day I will remember the thrill of that night when we met. Forever and a day, when it's September, my thoughts will fly to you. Can I forget? I lost my heart to you by candlelight, that romantic night in the candlelight. I lost my heart to you by candlelight. It was love at sight. I knew the stardust in your hair, the smile so wondrous fair, a strange enchantment filled the air. Now every time I see the candlelight, I recall that night with you. Something to make my heart beat the faster. What did I long for? I never really knew. Finding your love, I found my adventure. Touching your hand, my heart beats the faster. All that I want in all of this world is you.
Clothes you wore.
Well, you were smiling then, but I can't remember where or when. Some things that happen for the first time seem to be happening again. And so it seems that we have met before and laughed before and loved before. But who knows where or when? My defenses are down, she's broken my resistance, and I don't know where I am. I went into the fight like a lion, but I came out like a lamb. My defenses are down, she's got me where she wants me, and I can't escape no how. I could speak to my heart when it weakened, but my heart won't listen now. Like a toothless, clawless tiger, like an organ grinder's bear, like a knight without his armor, like Samson without his hair. My defenses are down, I might as well surrender, for the battle can't be won. But I must confess that I like it, so there's nothing to be done. Yes, I must confess that I like it, being miserable is gonna be fun. Look at me, I'm as helpless as a kitten up a tree, and I feel like I'm clinging to a cloud I can't understand. I get misty just holding your hand. Walk my way, and a thousand violins begin to play. Or it might be the sound of your hello, the music I hear. I get misty the moment you're near. You can say that you're leading me on, but it's just what I want you to do. Don't you notice how hopelessly I'm lost? That's why I'm following you on my own. Would I wander through this wonderland alone, never knowing my right foot from my left, my hat from my glove? I'm too misty and too much in love. Tonight, tonight won't be just any night. Tonight there will be no morning star. Tonight, tonight I'll see my love tonight and for
Ballyhoy, someday you'll see me.
Imagination is funny, it makes a cloudy day sunny, makes a bee think of honey, just as I think of you. Imagination is crazy, your whole perspective gets hazy, starts you asking a daisy, what to do, what to do. Have you ever felt a gentle touch, and then a kiss, and then find it soggy, your imagination again? Oh well, imagination is silly, you go around willy-nilly. For example, I go around wanting you, and yet I can't imagine that you want me to. Softly, I will leave you softly, for my heart would break if you should wake and see me go. So I leave you softly, long before you miss me, long before your arms can beg me stay for one more hour. One more day, after all the years, I can't bear the tears to fall. So softly, as I leave you there, as I leave you there, as I leave. My defenses are down, she's broken my resistance, and I don't know where I am. I went into the fight like a lion, but I came out like a lamb. My defenses are down. She's got me where she wants me, and I can't escape nohow. I could speak to my heart when it weakened, but my heart won't listen now. Like a toothless, clawless tiger, like an organ grinder's bear, like a knight without his armor, like Samson without his hair. My defenses are down. I might as well surrender, for the battle can't be won. But I must confess that I like it, so there's nothing to be done. Yes, I must confess that I like it. Being miserable is gonna be fun. Look at me. I'm as helpless as a kitten up a tree. And I feel like I'm clinging to a cloud I can't understand. I get misty just holding your hand. Walk my way, and a thousand violins begin to play. Or it might be the sound of your hello, the music I hear. I get misty the moment you're near. You can say that you're leading me on, but it's just what I want you to do. Don't you notice how hopelessly I'm lost? That's why I'm following you. On my own, would I wander through this wonderland alone? Never knowing my right foot from my left, my hat from my glove. I'm too misty and too much in love. Tonight, tonight won't be just any night. Tonight there will be no morning star. Tonight, tonight I'll see my love tonight. And for us, stars will stop where they are. Today, the minutes seem like hours. The hours go so slowly, and still the sky is light. Oh, moon, grow bright and make this endless day, endless night, tonight.
Tell me all I want.
away, and life is sad and gray. I have a dream, a scheme to try. I'm thinking dear of you, and all I meant to do, when we're together, you and I. We'll soon forget our care and pain, and find such lovely things to share again. We'll gather lilacs in the spring again, and walk together down an English lane, until our hearts have learned to sing again. When you come home once more, and in the evening by the firelight's glow, you'll hold me close and never let me go. Your eyes will tell me all I want to know when you come home.
Into the shade,
You'll hear my last serenade. No matter where you go, your listening heart will know my life belongs to you. One day we walked along the sand, one day in early spring. You held a piper in your hand to mend its broken wing. Now I'll remember many a day and many a lonely mile, the echo of the piper's song, the shadow of a smile, the shadow of your smile when you are gone, will color all my dreams and light the dawn. Look into my eyes, my love, and all the lovely things you are to me. A wistful little star was far too high. A teardrop kissed your lips, and so did I. Now when I remember spring, all the joys that love can bring, I will be remembering the shadow of your around you, and you'll see who you are. On a clear day, how it will astound you that the glow of your being outshines every star. You feel part of every mountain, sea, and shore. You can hear from far and near a world you've never heard before. And on a clear day, on a clear day, you can see forever and rise and look around you, and you'll see who you are. On a clear day, how it will astound you that the glow of your being outshines every star. You feel part of every mountain, sea, and shore. You can hear from far and near a word you've never heard before. And on a clear day, on a clear day, you can see forever and ever and ever and ever.
Little backyard, what a pretty spot you'd cry.
It's a picture on a sunny summer's day, with the turnip tops and cabbages what people doesn't buy. I makes it on a Sunday look all gay. The neighbours thinks I grows them, and you'd fancy you're in Kent or at Epsom if you gaze into the mews. It's a wonder as the landlord doesn't want to raise the rent, because we've got such knobby distant views. Oh, it really is a very pretty garden, and Chingford to the eastward could be seen. With a ladder and some glasses, you could see to Acne Marshes, if it wasn't for the houses in between. There's the bunny shares his egg box with the cross-eyed cock on end, though they has got the pip and him the morph. In a dog's house on the line post, we had pigeons 9 or 10, till someone took a brick and knocked it off. The dust cart, though it seldom comes, is just like Harvest Home, and we mean to rig a dairy up somehow. Put the donkey in the washhouse with some imitation horns, for we're teaching him to moo just like a cow. Oh, it really is a very pretty garden. An Endon to the westward could be seen, and by clinging to the chimney, you could see across to Wimbley, if it wasn't for the houses in between. Though the gasworks isn't wireless, they improve the rural scene, and for mountains they would very nicely pass. There's the mushrooms in the dust hole with the cowcumbers so green. Well, it only needs a bit of hothouse glass. I wears a milkman's nightshirt and I sits outside all day, like the ploughboy cove what's mizzled o'er the lea. And when I goes indoors at night, they don't know what I say, for my language is as yokel as can be. Oh, it really is a very pretty garden, and soapworks from the housetops could be seen. If I had a rope and pulley, I'd enjoy the breeze more fully, if it wasn't for the houses in between. He's the best in all the town, but don't you think him dead, 'cause he ain't. But since he's wed, he's had to knuckle down. It's enough to wax the temper of a saint. He's a brewer's drayman with a leg of mutton fist, and as strong as a bullock or an horse. But in her hands, he's like a little kid. Oh, I wish as I could get him a divorce. Oh, it's a great big shame, and if she belonged to me, I'd let her know who's who. Nagging at a fella what is 6'3", and her only 4'2". They hadn't been married not a month nor more, when underneath her thumb goes Jim. Isn't it a pity as the likes of her should put upon the likes of him? Now Jim was class, he could sing a decent song, and at scrapping he had won some great renown. It took 2 coppers for to make him move along, and another 6 to hold the fella down. But today when I asked him, would he come and have some beer, to the doorstep on tiptoe he arrives. Oh, Dan, says he, don't shout, 'cause you'll hear. I've got to clean the windows and the knives. Oh, it's a great big shame, and if she belonged to me, I'd let her know who's who. nagging at a fella what is 6 foot three and her only 4 foot two. They hadn't been married not a month nor more when underneath the farm goes Jim. Isn't it a pity as the likes of her should put upon the likes of him? On a Sunday morning, with a dozen pals or more, he'd play a pitch and toss along the lee. But now she bullies him, a scrubbing o'er the floor. Such a change, well, I never did see. With an apron on him, I twigged him on his knees, rubbing up the old half stone. What with emptying the ashes and a shelling of the peas, I'm blowed if he can call himself his own. Oh, it's a great, a big shame, and if she belonged to me, I'd let her know who's who. Nagging of a fellow what is 6 foot three, and her only 4 foot two. They hadn't been married not a month nor more, when underneath her thumb goes Jim. Isn't it a pity as the likes of her should put upon the likes of him? When I was a nipper only 6 months old, me mother and me father too, they didn't know what to wean me on. They was both in a dreadful stew. They full of tripe and they full of steak, or a little bit of old cod's roe. I said, nip round to the old cook shop, I know what'll make me grow. Boiled beef and carrots, boiled beef and carrots. That's the stuff you Darby Kell, makes you fat and it keeps you well. Don't live like vegetarians on food they give to parrots. From morn to night, blow out your kite on boiled beef and carrots. Da-da-da-da-da. When I got married to Eliza Brown, a funny little girl next door, we went to Brighton for the week. Then we both toddled home once more. Me pals all met me in the pub. A fella says to me, "Watch her, Fred. What did you have for your honeymoon?" So just for a lark, I said, "Boiled beef and carrots, boiled beef and carrots. That's the stuff for your Darby Kell, makes you fat and it keeps you well. Don't live like vegetarians on food they give to parrots. From morn to night, blow out your kite on boiled beef and carrots. Da 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 da." Now we've got a lodger, he's an artful cove. "I'm very, very ill," he said. We sent for the doctor, he came round. He told him to jump in bed. The poor chap said, "I do feel bad." Me mother with a tear replied, "What would you like for a pick-me-up?" He jumped out of bed and cried, "Boiled beef and carrots, boiled beef and carrots. That's the stuff your Darby Kell makes you fat and it keeps you well. Don't live like vegetarians on food they give to parrots. From morn to night, blow out your kite, boiled beef and carrots. Da 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 da." Now I am the father of a lovely pair of kiddies, and they're nice fat boys. They're twins, you can't tell which is which, like a pair of saveloys. When we had them christened in the week, the parson put them on his knee, and I said, "As they've got ginger hair, now I want their names to be boiled beef and carrots, boiled beef and carrots. That's the stuff your Darby Kell makes you fat and it keeps you well. Don't live like vegetarians on food they give to parrots. From morn to night, blow out your kite on boiled beef and carrots. Da 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 da." Passed away. We'd her funeral today, and it was a posh affair, and to have two policemen there. The hearse was lovely, all plate glass, and what a coffin!
oak and brass, with thousands weeping, flowers galore. But Jim, our cousin, what do you think he wore? Why, brown boots. I ask you, brown boots. Fancy coming to a funeral in brown boots. I will admit he had a nice black tie, black fingernails, and a nice black eye. But you can't see people off when they die in brown boots. And Aunt had been so very good to him, done all that any mother could for him. And Jim, her son, to show his class, rolls up to make it all a farce in brown boots. I ask ya, brown boots, while all the rest wore decent black and morning suits. Although he didn't seem so gay, fact he cried best part the way. But straight, he wrecked a spot our day with his brown boots. In the graveyard we left Jim. None of us said much to him. Yes, we all give him the bird, until by accident we heard he'd give his black boots to Jim Small, a bloke what had no boots at all. So perhaps Aunt Anna wouldn't mind. She did like people what was good and kind. But brown boots, I ask ya, brown boots. Fancy coming to a funeral in brown boots. And we heard the neighbours all remark, "Why, him Chief Mourner, what a blooming lark. Why, he looks more like a bookmaker's clerk with his brown boots." That's why we had to be so rude to him. It's why we never said our do to him. We didn't know. He didn't say he'd give his other boots away. But brown boots, I ask ya, brown boots, while all the rest wore decent black and morning suits. But someday, up at heaven's gate, poor Jim, all nerves, will stand and wait till an angel whispers, "Come in, mate. Where's your brown boots?" Once I was happy, but now I'm forlorn, like an old coat that is tattered and torn. Left on this wide world to fret and to mourn, betrayed by a maid in her teens. The girl that I loved, she was handsome. I tried all I knew her to please, but I could not please her one quarter so well, like that man upon the trapeze. He'd fly through the air with the greatest of ease, a daring young man on the flying trapeze. His movements were graceful, all girls he could please, and my love he stolen away. This young man by name was Signor Bornerslang, tall, big and handsome, as well made as Chang. Where'er he appeared, the hall loudly rang with ovation from all people there. He smiled from the bar on the people below, and one night he smiled on my love. She winked back at him and she shouted, "Bravo!" as he hung by his nose up above. Wow! He'd fly through the air with the greatest of ease, a daring young man on the flying trapeze. His movements were graceful, all girls he could please, and my love he stolen away. One night I, as usual, went to her home, found there her father and mother alone. I asked for my love, tune they make long to my sorrow that she'd run away. She packed up her box and eloped in the night with him with the greatest of ease. From two stories high he had lowered her down to the ground on his flying trapeze. He'd fly through the air with the greatest of ease, a daring young man on the flying trapeze. His movements were graceful, all girls he could please, and my love he stolen away. Some months after this, I went to a hall, was greatly surprised to see on a wall a bill in red letters which did my heart gall, that she was appearing with him. He taught her gymnastic and dressed her in tights to help him to live at his ease, and made her assume a masculine name. And now she goes on the trapeze. Whoa, she floats through the air with the greatest of ease. You'd think her a man on the flying trapeze. She does all the work while he takes his ease. And that's what's become of my love.